Welcome to the Gift of Giving Life podcast. I'm Sheridan, and I'm the host. I'm also one of the authors of The Gift of Giving Life. I'm so excited to be able to share some insights into the spirituality of conception, pregnancy, birth, and beyond with you today. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Today, I'm going to share another story about adoption. This was another wonderful story that was submitted, but we did not have room for it in the book. So I'm so grateful that we're able to share it on the podcast today. One Family, Different Paths by Kara. After struggling with infertility, my husband and I were able to adopt a beautiful little girl. When I watched my eldest daughter, Brooklyn, being born, I was in awe that a woman could carry a child for 9 months and then allow herself to place the infant in someone else's arms. With our second daughter, Ashlyn, I watched in awe as not just a woman, but a whole family placed an infant in my arms. Before Ashlyn's birth, I had a powerful experience. My oldest daughter, Brooklyn, was 2 weeks old and she was refusing to sleep. My husband was away on business, and so I was solo on that night's battle. As I sat in a chair with my infant laying on my lap, I pled with Heavenly Father to inspire me on how to get her to settle down and go to sleep. Immediately after my prayer, Brooklyn stopped crying and smiled. She looked over my right shoulder and then over my left, and then she proceeded to cry again. At that moment, I was blessed with the inspiration to know she saw my second daughter, whom we were waiting to be born, and that she also saw a third person waiting to come into our family. From then on, I knew that we were meant to have three children, but I had no idea how they were going to get to our family. I always kept that thought in my head and was constantly looking for inspirations on how it was going to happen. Little did I know that my third daughter would come to us through my body and not through a birth mother. Most people I come across, even strangers, tell me they see this all the time, that since I had adopted, I was relaxed enough to get pregnant. I have a different version of the story. When going through the process of finding Ashlyn to adopt, we encountered many spiritually and divinely guided experiences. When we met her birth mother and her family, it felt like I had known them for years. The welcome and love they gave to us was incredible, and it testified to me that this woman's unborn daughter was mine to raise. After spending a lot of time with the birth mother, she and I formed a relationship that few women have the privilege of experiencing. We are bonded in a way that only she and I can understand. After she had given birth, she had hoped to transfer Ashlyn into our care immediately, but state law required her to keep the baby for 3 days before placing her with her new family. When the third day came, we expected to meet her, but instead we found her mom. She was sitting in a chair holding our tiny baby girl and crying. I saw the pain in her eyes, in knowing that she had to say goodbye to this child, not knowing if she would ever see her again. As I walked towards her and sat down next to her, I couldn't help but share tears with her. We and I had shared the moment of Ashlyn's birth together, as well as the birth of the motherhood companionship that had formed between me and her daughter, one that could never be broken. I knew the blessing of Ashlyn coming into our lives, yet understood the heartache and hardship of a family letting her go. Now, after caring and birthing a child, I have a better understanding of what these women did for me and my daughters. Once, when I was feeling quite discouraged and overwhelmed with my three little active girls, I asked for a blessing. My husband asked a close friend to give the blessing since he felt too close to the situation. After they prayed together in a separate room, they laid their hands on my head and gave me one of the most intense blessings I have ever received. The strongest thing said, and that I still hold on to today, was that I was friends and sisters with my daughters in the preexistence. In that moment, the Spirit testified to me that regardless of how my three beautiful daughters came into my life, we had been together in the spirit world since the beginning of time. If I had been able to get pregnant when I wanted to, then Brooklyn and Ashlyn would never have come to our family, and their birth families wouldn't have gone through the growth that they did. I know that all of my children were meant to be with me, but had to come in different ways. Yes, I have fears of teasing, arguing, and harsh words between my daughters regarding their adoptions and biological births, but I hope they will eventually come to understand the process, just as I have. I know that this is how the Lord's plan has worked for us. I know this is how the Lord's plan has worked for us. And after all is said and done, I know that our lives are in the care of God's hands. Thanks for joining us today. If you have an experience that you want to share about the spirituality of pregnancy or birth, please contact us. We love having guests on the podcast, or if you prefer to just write up your experience, we are happy to share it on our blog or on Instagram. And also, please share the podcast with your friends. This is how the word gets out that birth and pregnancy can be spiritual. The podcast and our book is one of the greatest ways to share that, as well as, of course, you sharing your experiences with your friends. Visit thegiftofgivinglife.com. Currently, our newsletter subscribers get free access to our online class, which is growing. And if you want more inspiration, of course, you can always buy The Gift of Giving Life on Amazon, either for yourself or it makes a great gift for any woman you know. Have a great week and know that you are loved.